friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Dylan Gabriel has made two starts for the Browns. I think he's looked okay. I don't think he's looked good. He certainly hasn't looked bad. He looks to me, Andy,
efficient.
Efficient, competent, under control, but maybe too under control. And I don't mean that from his standpoint. I mean that from the coach's standpoint. I agree with what you said earlier. Turn him loose. Let's go.
So what if he throws an interception at this point? What's the difference?
It's weird because we say, come on, let's go. Turn him loose when he threw it 52 times. Okay, that sounds silly. But it didn't.
There was only one play of over 20 yards last week.
That's
it didn't happen
point.
Until the fourth quarter.
It didn't look like, and it was the game before, too. Remember, they had two 22-yard plays late when they were trying to get down the field.
Super high percentage throws.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, this guy is known for arm strength. He's known to have a good arm.
And being mobile.
So let him go ahead and make some plays.
The only time...
Trust him a little bit.
Yeah, the only time you've allowed him to be mobile is when the pocket collapses.
Frequently.
Yeah, and so then he's got to run up the gut. That's about it. And so he avoids some things, and he's been efficient.
Well, one thing that might help him here, how about rolling him out? You know,
I said that 10 times last time I was watching. Do we have a screen pass in our arsenal?
Yeah, design the offense a little bit to get him out of harm's way if you can. If you're going to drop him back, I love what Joel Bitonio said. If you're going to drop him back 60 times, he's going to get hit. Joel's right. How about that? And Joel's blocking for him. So, you know, he knows. You're going up against a good Pittsburgh pass defense. You're going to get hit. You're trying to throw it 60 times. I would like to turn him loose. And that goes back, Andy, to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. You're trying to win some games. I get that. Well, guess what? Being really conservative hasn't won you any games either, has it? You're 1-5. And the guy who was the quarterback in that game, you got rid of. Which, fine, I get it. You want to see the young guys. Not a problem. And, you know, you're going to bring in Dylan anyway, even before you traded Joe. So I get it. But... turn him loose. Let's see what you have. And if he starts another three games, Andy, and you don't see anything you like, then start Shedeur Sanders. Let's discover something about these guys before you have to go into the draft next year and decide whether you're taking a quarterback or not, which I still assume you are.
If you go back and look at Gabriel's, I'm just looking back at his last two seasons between just looking at Oregon. And then, Oklahoma before that, right? You know how many games they scored less than 20 points in those last two seasons of his life? Once. That was against Wisconsin. I mean, he's got to be a little frustrated there, don't you think? I would be frustrated.
Yeah, turn him loose, man. Let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, Andy. If you don't turn him loose and let him go, it's not a really fair opportunity for him to be the starting quarterback.
Man, they hung 73 on Arkansas State.
Oh, that's great. Arkansas State, they stink. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
So, you know, I just turned the radio on when I got in the car, and I heard Gabriel, and then I heard you say something along the lines of efficient but without the results. Well, immediately I thought backup quarterback when you described that, and here's why.
Sure.
You know, because that's what it sounds like to me. And you know, after watching him for a couple games, Stefanski is doing him no favors with the offense, right? So what you're seeing is, you know, him dropping back a ton. He's getting hit a ton. He looks like he's just running for his life right now. And it's hard to judge that body of work just based upon that, especially when it feels like he's just struggling, right? Well, here's the even bigger picture, and I think that it's interesting, too, is because I don't know if you guys have brought it up or anybody else has. Playing on the road is tough, right? Playing at home with a 1-5 record as a new quarterback is going to be even tougher for Dylan. And here's why.
Can't argue with that, Jeff.
The second a couple bad throws are made or he misses a target, guess what? Here come the boos. And that's, then guess what? By about halftime, you're going to hear the "we want Sanders" chant. So, again, it's not going to get any easier for this kid. And, you know, the Sanders thing is obviously we want to see what both sides of it are so we can actually put to bed whether it's going to work or it's not going to work, right? It's going to get hard for Dylan. And then, you know, you guys brought up this roster construction stuff, and here's only one point I want to make because I do agree with you, Jeff. I think we do need to start moving some pieces here because – guys, this isn't going to be fixed next year. This feels like the 1-31 all over again. It's not going to be as bad as that, but it feels that way. And honestly, I loved Rizzo's rant on Miles the other day, and here's the key to all of that.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Daryl's coming up at 1240, so get ready for Daryl. We're also going to talk with Chris Rose coming up at 1 o'clock. Matt is in Uniontown. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are.
Hey, I'm gonna preference this by saying when I was growing up watching the Indians, I was always rooting for that one guy. And I remember the one guy I thought was going to be that guy was Carmelo Castillo.
Yes. So
you guys don't remember Carmelo, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Outfielder.
So, yes. So why I'm bringing that up is the patience that folks are going to have with a rookie quarterback, I just don't think Cleveland fans can do it. And I'm not talking about Gabriel, and I'm not talking about Sanders. I'm talking about when you draft a guy in the first round next year, if you do, what are you going to do when he can't, when he has trouble reading the field, when he's not sure what to do? You know, are you going to hammer him like you're doing these other kids? Like, for instance, on Sunday, I'm floating around for Brown stuff, and Andy, you and Ryder come up.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I see is Ryder saying, "See, I was right. He's not mobile. He's not accurate."
He kept saying that,
yeah, he just ripped him. And I'm like, okay, he probably can't see some stuff because...
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's the first time he's seeing it. College is one thing, pros is another. This goes back for Sanders. It's like, I've got to be right about, I said this guy was horrible, so I've got to be right. Mary Kay Cabot, I had Sanders going second overall. I got to be right. Well, and I fall into that too. I think most fans do, and some of the media, obviously. But the fans have to understand, the guy, there will be a next guy, because Gabriel is probably going to play 10 years as a backup in the league, make a lot of money, and, you know, he'll be fine. So will Sanders. But that next guy is going to make mistakes too. And if you're going to tear him apart and dissect everything he does until he learns, you're never going to be happy.
He's eight quarters into his career. That's what I keep saying to myself. He's only eight quarters into his career. You got to give him a chance.
Yeah, well, even him or the next guy. Peyton Manning threw 22 interceptions his rookie year. So what are you guys going to do if somebody comes up? It's like the Baker Mayfield thing. I was like, yeah, some liked them, some didn't, but you have to wait. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Just have to be patient. And you have to get a good sample size, Andy. Honestly, I want to see him, turn him loose and let him go. Let's see what he can do. I mean, seriously, at this point, what do you have to lose? Another football game.
I'm sorry to say. I don't know how Gabriel can't be frustrated. I just looked through his entire college career, whether he started or not, or whether he even played in the game. He was on teams that scored mega points all the way from UCF to Oklahoma through Oregon. I mean, you're talking about, I think it was less than five times in his, what did he play, 6 years in college, scored less than 20 points in a game. And now you come into the pro set, and you can't get past 17, and he's only had two chances to do it. He's been on teams that know how to score and score big.
Well,
and
most of these guys be frustrating. They don't get to the NFL if they aren't part of good offenses.
I'm just saying that's pretty amazing that in the 6 years that he was in college, whether he was playing quarterback or not, his team, you know, and he's had, I don't know, but he have 64 starts, right? I mean, insane. It's insane. And you got to feel like you're running into a brick wall when you're in that situation. So he's going to improve. They need to open it up. They need a little more water come out of the faucet.
Chuck's in Brecksville, home of the Bees. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how we doing, man?
Well.
I want to say something. Well, about yesterday, Andy, you were saying some shows, you used to wear shorts or no pants, man. They got jobs for guys like that. It's called Chippendales.
Oh, well, you know what? I was more like Chris Farley
Chuck,
there.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people wear shorts.
That doesn't make me Swayze, does it?
No, you're nowhere near. Maybe I'm Swayze and you're Farley.
No, actually, so I wanted
but
to.
But you'll never watch local news the same again, will you? Never.
Never, right?
That's right.
So I wanted to chime in
if
about.
You're bothering watching.
Gabriel.
Good job. Yeah.
Definitely, he 8 quarters in. He need more time. But the thing is, he's the quarterback, and he orchestrates where the ball goes. Now, he dropped back 58 times. It's about 6-7 throws where guys was running wide open, and those were the big plays. So unless Stefanski was saying, hey, don't take any shots down the field, which it's no way I thought he was telling them that. I think that him being able to see is a big deal because he can't take those big shots that's available. Another thing I want to say is a lot of people saying he's mature. I don't think he showed a lot of maturity when he tried to rip Patrick Queen's helmet off. Nobody's talking about that.
I don't remember it. Refresh my memory on the play.
Oh, Patrick Queen laid a clean hit on him in the pocket. He got the throw off, and he literally tried to rip his helmet off.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, you're right.
That was, I think it was just frustration, you know.
Yeah, it was frustration. I do remember
Patrick
that.
Patrick has a reputation, man. Though.
Not a good look.
Yeah, no, he's right, though. It's not a good look for your quarterback to start doing that. Yeah, he's right.
No. You know, and Chuck, thank you. I forget who it was, or I would tell you. But a football guy this week that I talked to said this, and he was wondering. He's wondering if the Browns are having, he said, most of the time when a quarterback reads the defense, it's from deep back to the line of scrimmage. So, in other words, your first look is deep, your second look is intermediate, your last look is the dump off, the shorter pass. And he was wondering, and he said, I can't tell, if it's reverse for the Browns. Your first read is short, your second read is the intermediate, and then your last read is the deep ball.
I don't think he has time for that.
I don't think he did the other day.
No.
That's for dang sure. Real quick, Cleveland and Cleveland. Hey, Cleveland, we got about 30 seconds, but I wanted to get you in before Darryl.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I just wanted to say one thing, man. What a cool customer that quarterback is. He is so cool, same face. Doesn't matter what he does, right or wrong, he still keeps that composure together, and I'll let you roll with that one.
Cleveland,
he's
thank
mature.
You.
He's mature. There's no question about it.
See, that's what I think. I think he's pretty composed, and that's all well and good. I'd rather see him be, you know, volatile and great, but composed and great to me is even better. So I'm hoping that that's what we end up with. Daryl Ryder was out there in Berea today. All of the press conferences, he's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.